The man behind the term freedom fries has died. Longtime Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina died yesterday on his 76th birthday. In 2003, he suggested renaming French fries to freedom fries to protest France's opposition to the U.S. invasion of Iraq. But observers say Jones's long career in public office, which spanned both parties, exemplified moderation and independence. Jeff Tiberi of member station WUNC has this remembrance.
In a swamp filled with vitriol, Walter Jones was once voted the nicest member of Congress, armed with an Eastern North Carolina brogue and a passion for his constituents.
I just would rather for to have my independence and not be beholden to leadership. My responsibility and my obligation is to the people of the 3rd District, not to the leadership.
Jones possessed a fierce political autonomy. During a 2017 interview with WUNC, he quoted a former chief of staff to describe his own independence.
When Walter Jones walks to the floor of the House to cast a vote, he'll either vote as a conservative, a populist, or a libertarian. And that probably, depending on the issue, is as good a description. I am independent. I want to do what I think is right for the people of my district. And sometimes I cross party lines for that reason.
He was a proponent of small government, individual liberties, a religious social conservative who also supported an increase to the minimum wage and railed against the proliferating money in political campaigns. Jones broke with leadership and his party as frequently as anyone.
Walter is the epitome of what the founding fathers intended a congressman to be.
Joe Mavretic served with Walter Jones in North Carolina's state legislature. The Democrat first met Jones more than 35 years ago. He refers to his friend as a second cousin, a fellow tobacco kid from the East, and describes Jones as a fair-minded gentleman, regularly willing to compromise.
He votes his conscience. He votes what he believes is in the best interest of his constituents, and he's not afraid to do that. And Walter's political life at the national level is really a case study in what's wrong with Washington today.
The congressman often said if you can't pay for it, you ought not to spend it. He would vote against budgets that were projected to increase the national debt. And Mavretic says Jones was punished by Republican leadership, never receiving committee chairmanships. Before his days in the U.S. House, Jones's nonconforming voice was also heard in Raleigh. In the winter of 1989, Jones and Mavretic set out to deal with a problem in the state house,
which was really a very similar to the problem in the U.S. Congress today. There were a few people who made a lot of members toe the line. Whether you liked it or not, you better vote the way that they signal for you to vote, or you are in big trouble. And Walter knew it, didn't like it, and participated in the coup.
30 years ago this winter, Jones, Mavretic, and 18 other dissenting Democrats successfully hatched a plan to overthrow the Speaker of the State House, a member of their own party. Following 5 terms in the General Assembly, Jones lost a bid for Congress. He then switched parties, won as a Republican in 1994, and has been in the U.S. House ever since. His district includes the Marine Base Camp Lejeune. Military issues were consistently a top priority. And in 2002, a vote on one of his most important issues led to what Jones would later call his biggest mistake, Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer.
Something that he agonized over was the vote for the Iraq military authorization. And he came out against it after he had voted for it.
Intelligence, used to rationalize the invasion, turned out to be flawed. In the years to follow, Jones talked on the House floor about his regret, and also the nearly 10,000 letters he signed addressed to families who had lost loved ones in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
I do that every weekend so I can be reminded of my mistake of voting to give President Bush the authority to go into Iraq, a war we never had to fight. It was manipulated by those within the administration, and it was never had to be.
Since 1966, for all but 2 years, much of eastern North Carolina has been represented by a Jones in Congress. His father, Walter Sr., was elected to 13 terms. He died while in office. Walter Jr. was also elected to 13 terms, and he, too, passed away while in the U.S. House. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tiberi.